Jerry, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you very much for letting us come back.
This is the perfect format to talk to you. We don't want to be talking to you when you're having to do your job, the real thing. But again, hurricane season has started, and we think of that as a disaster. But really, you guys and gals have to prepare for all sorts of disasters.
Yes, sir. We prepare for all kinds of things, and the plans that we have in place, it's great. The Humane Society, we also work with the animals and sheltering them when they come to this direction for sheltering and evacuations.
Well, you know, and it's been a few years since we've actually had weather in Houston. It's driven it up here. I guess it's gotten at least more organized. We have a lot of counterflow traffic situations now where people can get up here. But I can remember every place south of town was just full of people who were stopping to find a place to sleep and rest and get away from the weather. But this is what y'all have to train for every day.
Yes, sir.
Now, tell me what kind of training that is and what people are learning as they prepare for this.
Well, right now, a lot of this is meetings, making sure that we have things in place. We've got shelters and things committed that are going to work with us, and also the animals also, as we talked about a minute ago. But we've worked real hard with the Red Cross and the Salvation Army. They step up and help us with feeding and sheltering and so forth. So it's been meetings with those folks. And then internally, we have a plan. Our Brazos County interjurisdictional plan that we work with, and that's coordinated with the City of College Station, Ryan, A&M, and then the county. So we work with those things to be prepared if we do have something coming on the coast or any other kind of incident, man-made or a disaster of some kind. Tornado last year, we opened up a shelter, of course responded to the incident. But we had volunteers that came in and helped us with a very variety of things that we can't do without them.
You know, are they trained volunteers, or are these just folks who are willing to help?
Both. If you have people who are trained, it's much better. Mm-hmm. We do have programs to do that, the CERT program, and also some training that we do that's called Are You Ready? And so these are some programs that we do to train volunteers to come help. But then you've got folks who just show up on the scene, and we can also utilize those people at times, depends on the incident. But we've got CERT programs. We've also got volunteers that do search dog network, all kinds of things that we utilize to make things all work and coordinate the best outcome we can of an incident.
I guess that's the first time I've known that. So if you are a person who's non-specialized, haven't received any training, but you do want to volunteer, how would they find out when these classes or training is available so they could become better volunteers?
They can call our office, 979-821-1000, and the administrative assistant, Amy, will direct them to the appropriate person. I'd be glad to do some training on Are You Ready? We have a CERT organization that's done through the BB Brazos Valley Council of Governments. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of things that we can do to get people involved to make everything work and help the community.
Well, none of us wants to be in a disaster where we don't have control. And again, we do think about weather, but there are all kinds of disasters. But it's also nice to know that we've got a kind of an avenue if people want to volunteer.
Yes, sir.
So, but clearly, with the social networks we have, that situation has certainly been upgraded. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, sir. Well, as you mentioned, you guys are very valuable to us in getting the word out. But I'm not that well-versed in social media. I'm just an old guy.
You're like me. I hear you. I know. But out there.
Yes, and we do have several people who come in to our Emergency Operations Center and other EMCs also who are very well-versed in that. And yes, we monitor it. We try to see what's going on social media and get things out that way, too. We do have a website and also use Twitter and Facebook from our emergency center, Community Emergency Operations Center. We use those to help coordinate and communicate with people.
Well, see, you know as much as I do on that.
But we also try to get people to get the weather radios. Mm-hmm. That you can get the NOAA radio.
Sure.
Weather radios. Those are very good. For example, the tornado that we had last year, that was a very quick and a spontaneous thing, but there are times that those radios can help you with that. We can't chase a tornado, for example, with that notification system.
Mm-hmm.
But the, you know, information, the more information the public has, the better.
Sure. Good. Mm-hmm. Thanks.